Rain is coming down in sheets, splashing onto the fogged windshield almost faster than the wipers can keep pace. The headlights click on, its sensors tricked by the dark morning into thinking that it's nighttime. It feels like nighttime to my senses, too. It's the kind of stormy morning that would be perfect for crawling back into bed. But I'm not about to let the gloomy weather dampen my good mood. I have no kids to shuttle, buckets of time, and traffic is moving despite the weather. I'm going to get to work early, organized, and ready to tackle the day instead of late, frazzled, grape juice stained, and unable to kick some inane wiggle song out of my head. And I'm going to get some work done on the way. I fish in my bag for my phone. I want to make a call to Harvard Business School. November is our biggest recruiting month, and we're competing with all the other top consulting firms like McKinsey and Boston Consulting Group to pluck the best and the brightest from this year's crop. We never lure in as many graduates as McKinsey does, but we usually beat out BCG. After our first round of 150 interviews, there are 10 particularly impressive candidates whom we plan to woo. I find my phone and begin searching for the Harvard number in my contact list. I can't find it under H. That's odd. Maybe it's under B for business school. I glance up at the road and my heart seizes. Red brake lights glow everywhere, blurry through the wet and foggy windshield, unmoving, like a watercolor painting. Everything on the highway is still. Everything but me. I'm going 70 miles per hour. I slam on the brakes. They catch the road, and then they don't. I'm hydroplaning. I pump the brakes. I'm hydroplaning. I'm getting closer and closer to the red lights in the painting. Oh my God. I turn the wheel hard to the left. Too hard. I'm now outside the last lane of the eastbound highway, spinning between east and west. I'm sure the car's still moving very fast, but I'm experiencing the spinning like it's happening in slow motion. And someone turned off the sound, the rain, the wipers, my heartbeat. Everything is slow and soundless, like I'm underwater. I hit the brakes and turn the wheel the other way, hoping to either correct the spinning or stop. The landscape bends into an unimaginable slant, and the car begins to tumble end over end. The tumbling is also slow and soundless, and my thoughts, while I'm tumbling, are detached and strangely calm. The airbag explodes. I notice that it's white. I see the loose contents of my bag and the penny I found suspended in air. I think of astronauts on the moon. Something is choking my throat. My car is going to be totaled. Something hits my head. I'm going to be late for work. Then suddenly the tumbling stops and the car is still. I want to get out of the car, but I can't move. I feel a sudden crushing and unbearable pain on the top of my head. It occurs to me for the first time that I might have wrecked more than my car. I'm sorry, Bob. The dark morning gets darker and goes blank. I don't feel the pain in my head. There is no sight and no feeling. I wonder if I'm dead. Please don't let me die. I decide I'm not dead because I can hear the sound of the rain hitting the roof of the car. I'm alive because I'm listening to the rain, and the rain becomes the hand of God, strumming his fingers on the roof, deciding what to do. I strain to listen. Keep listening. Listen. But the sound fades. And the rain is gone.